Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, June 3rd, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. On Zoom's earnings call, CEO Eric Yuan said true end-to-end encryption will only roll out for paid users of Zoom. Zoom previously described its service as having end-to-end encryption, though it actually provided transport encryption, which protects the calls, but leaves the possibility that Zoom could see the data if it wanted to. That kind of lesser encryption will remain for free accounts. Yuan said the stronger end-to-end encryption would not be provided to free users because the company wants, quote, to work together with FBI, with local law enforcement, in case some people use Zoom for a bad purpose. Zoom advisor Alex Stamos clarified that organizations on a free business plan, like schools, will also get end-to-end encryption. Google has pulled down the Remove China app from its Play Store in India. The app detected other apps developed by Chinese firms and then deleted them. Google says this violates the Play Store's deceptive behavior policy, which prohibits encouraging users to remove or disable other third-party apps. The Remove China app had been downloaded more than 5 million times. 9to5 Mac obtained an early build of iOS 14. It includes a translator built into Safari to let users choose to translate any web page or automatically translate when other languages are detected. Translation is also being tested with other apps like the App Store for descriptions. The translations happen locally, so no internet connection would be needed. 9to5 Mac also found full support of Apple Pencil input on websites. iOS 14 will be introduced at WWDC June 22nd. The BBC released its voice assistant, known as Beeb, to Windows Insiders in the UK. It's downloadable from the Microsoft Store. You can ask Beeb to play radio stations, podcasts, music mixes, and get news and weather updates. It can also deliver jokes and interesting facts, though it cannot handle most freeform questions. The BBC intends Beeb to be integrated into its own software. Anonymized transcripts may be stored for quality control, but the BBC says it will not store actual voice recordings. Google's incognito mode protects users from cookie settings and other data like history being saved locally. It cannot protect users from websites seeing the kinds of information needed to display web pages, like IP addresses. This information may be stored by the website you are visiting, even incognito mode, as part of Google's own analytics service. Google warns you when you open an incognito page that your data may still be visible to websites you visit, your employer or school, and your ISP, but some feel this is not clear enough. And a class action lawsuit has been filed against Google in California, seeking $5 billion in damages for intentionally deceiving consumers. Facebook and PayPal have decided to invest in Indonesian super app maker Gojek, and Google and Tencent have increased their investments. Gojek intends to use new funding to expand its digital payments feature and other financial services. PayPal payment capabilities will be integrated into Gojek, expanding the number of merchants who will be able to accept GoPay. Facebook will work to partner WhatsApp with Gojek. XDA developers obtained renders of something that may be Google's upcoming Android TV stick, codenamed Sabrina. The renders come from pre-release firmware provided by an XDA-recognized developer called Deadman96385. The device in the video is oblong and shown in black, white, and pink. The top half of the remote shows a control wheel, mute button, and Google Assistant button, among others. Screenshots of the interface show large tiles for shows and a grid for YouTube TV. The firmware also indicates support for Dolby Vision. Forbes reports pictures on social media of Apple iPhones and iPads taken from Apple stores during looting, with a message saying, "This device has been disabled and is being tracked. Local authorities will be alerted." Apple is known to equip demo units with proximity detection, but it's rarely been seen working in the wild. Facebook launched a tool called Manage Activity that lets users batch delete their old posts. You can search by date, people tagged, or content type, and then choose to either delete entirely or archive them so only you can see them. Deleted posts will be recoverable for 30 days if you change your mind, though you can choose to delete them before the 30 days is up. Manage Activity is available to some app users of Facebook now and will roll out over the next few weeks. Finally, HP released a new version of its Omen 15 gaming laptop with a 15.6-inch screen on a 180-degree hinge. HP hopes people will pick it up for more uses than just gaming. You can choose AMD Ryzen 7 H-series or Intel Core i7 H-series processors and up to the NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2070 Super Max Q GPU. Specs range up to 32 gigabytes of RAM, 1 terabyte PCIe drive, and an OLED panel up to 300 hertz for full HD or 120 hertz for ultra HD. Omen 15 is available June 2nd, starting at $999. HP also announced the 16-inch Pavilion Gaming 16 in June, starting at $799, and its first 2.1-channel speaker system, a wireless gaming headset, new mice, and a 24-inch gaming monitor. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.